Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Lunch with Leah, episode 616, and here's Leah.
Hi, everybody. I forgot to check myself. Fabulous, fabulous. What's going on today? If it's Wednesday, it's Meet Leah. Oh, can you hear me now? We'll start over. Start over. Okay. I said if it's Wednesday, it's Hi with Leah. Lunch with Leah. Meet Leah. What was that? Something broke?
Nope, I'm just getting off.
Oh, don't worry about it. We'll figure it out.
There we go.
Oh, I got to remember to tell Jason about that. So, are we ready?
Yep.
We're so disorganized. Okay, so what's going on? Well, everything is going on. I just did a podcast with Behind the Velvet Ropes. That's a good name for a podcast, isn't it? And he was talking about our skincare and other gossip. And so we had fun with that. And then what else is going on? Basically, the little dog is sitting over there. James is getting organized. Jason, how are you eating potato chips? Jason weighs 1 pound. He's eating a bag of potato chips. I swear to God. I swear, like a 10-foot bag of potato chips. He weighs a pound, and he's 6'10". Oh, my God. He's like RJ. RJ's got a 28-inch waist, and he's 6'4". I've never seen anything like it. It's, you know, he takes after me. What can I say? So that's what's going on. So nothing really going on at the house that much. I mean, before RJ started to school, this one air conditioner went out. They said it was going to take 11 days to get the part. So RJ was only going to be at the house another 14 days. And he said, I can't sleep without the air on. So he was miserable. So I said, let's just buy another backup air conditioner. It wasn't that expensive. And then we'll keep the other one in the storage. So when another one breaks, we have an extra air conditioner, right? Well, that was when, in August? When did school start? August? No, August. Well, the part came in today. It's November. The part came in today, the end of October. So thank God that I didn't wait 11 days on that part, because the housekeeper upstairs would have been dying of heat on that end of the house, you know?
They had to order a new AC for my car, and it took 3.5 months to get the part in. And they had my car for 3 months.
That's,
I was
crazy.
Driving a loaner. I made 3 car payments and never had my car.
You know, this taking, you can't blame anybody for the shortage of things, because the truth is everything is backed up because of COVID. I mean, this is a rich person's problem to have, but one of my friends is complaining, cannot find a Rolex anywhere. There are no Rolexes. You know who I'm talking about in LA. And he is just on the hunt for a Rolex. I said, you just bought one Rolex that I know when I was there during quarantine, when you weren't even supposed to be out and shopping. Then I know you bought another one when we were there the last time I was in LA. So now you're looking for another Rolex? Well, you know, such and such, you know, this and that, and I've got to have this Rolex. And I'm like, well, good luck with that. But that's a rich person's problem to have. And then my other friend was telling me, you know, there are no cars for sale. Can't get a car for sale. I cannot find a Bentley anywhere. I'm like, oh, my God, you people are whining. What about the kids that can't get formula? Oh, my God. So anyway, remember how I said I couldn't figure out that thing on my phone, how to use it? I finally figured it out. You use it to rest your hand on, your finger on. Now I use it all the time. The it's TLTD. Hold your phone more comfortably and securely, and it rotates. It's called TLTD. I guess that's the website, right? Did you try yours out?
Yeah,
now I'm using it. I was like, what in the hell? Another
I know,
gadget?
I've noticed you like it.
I don't want it. And now I'm like, I use it all the time, laying in bed, reading my stuff. Does everybody have one? Do you have one, Raymond?
No.
Oh, give that one to give that one to Raymond, because
okay.
I had an extra one. I was going to, like, who needed it? Oh, my God, my phone's been going wild while I was doing that thing. Oh, watch.
I think we're
going
to have somebody who's going to be calling in, too, here. I think Candace.
Okay, well, tell me when. I'm all ready.
She said about 5 minutes
whatever.
In.
Whatever. So we're good. All right, so meanwhile, my little quote of the week. Leah's life lesson, have karma be kind to you. Well, I know a lot of people that karma is not going to be kind to. And I know a lot that it is going to be kind to. I've missed news for the last hour. I feel totally disoriented because, you know, I read the news. I'm on that news thing all the time.
Just so, that website is gettldt.com.
See,
so it's like gettldt.com.
It's good, too.
Yeah,
I like it.
Great. They were our friends that made the pillows, the beautiful
Pop pillows. Know. I wish they was still. I think that was a great business. Why did they quit that?
I don't
know.
They said it
went Raymond
during the COVID. They had to change business strategies or something.
Oh, well, anyway. Well, I thought that was a good little thing. Maybe they'll still do it by request. So listen to this. Hi, Leah. This is from Terry Heenan, H-E-I-N-E-N. I sincerely hope that somehow, this message eventually finds its way to you. I have really enjoyed listening to you on Jeff Lewis' podcast, and I always take something from the things you share. One thing in particular had a huge impact on our lives, and I wanted to share it with you, so thank you. You shared a story several months back about how your garage door fell on your Mercedes. It really made me stop to think that if your garage door, which is probably part of a home worth millions, could fall, then mine might definitely could too. Since you shared this experience, we have been very careful to wait in the house or stand back from the garage until the door is finally fully opened. I'm going to start doing that too. That's very smart. That is smart. On Saturday morning, we opened the garage from the outside to access the scooters and the bicycles. Can you imagine having a scooter and a bicycle? I'm too lazy. And I reminded the boys, ages 4 and 7, to step back. Listen to this. See, I saved lives. As the door rose, something caught my eye, and to my absolute horror, a 3.5-foot snake slowly dropped down until it was literally hanging by its teeth from the bottom of the door. It was the most horrifying experience of my life. So, Leah Black, thank you from all of us. Can you believe that? So now I'm going to probably get the Hero Award at CNN. I saved those two boys' lives, 4 and 7, and the mom, too.
Yeah,
they could have strangled them. They could have bitten them. They could have been venomous. Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, well, but I'm going to start paying attention now to that because you should open the garage and just see what happens, you know? Oh, my God.
People are commenting about everything.
Everything.
Saying, does anyone really wear wristwatches anymore?
I do.
Who needs a Cartier or a Piaget?
I know. Isn't that funny?
Hi, Leah. You look gorgeous as always.
Raymond,
question,
bring me my drink over there.
Will you be selling moisturizer with SPF in it? I'm lazy and want to avoid a step. Your friend Kathy Montgomery in New York.
I'll tell you a tip. Squirt a little of that moisturizer on your hand with a little of the sunscreen at the same time and mix it and just put it right on. That's how I do it. I'm with you. I have to save a step. But the reason I don't put moisturizer sunscreen in the regular moisturizer. Sunscreen is highly regulated, and traditionally it has chemicals in it. We have done everything we could to avoid chemicals on ours, and we have it CBD, and it's very skin friendly. But most people have the perception that it has chemicals in it, so I just don't want to add it in there. But I do find myself once in a while squirting a little tiny bit on my wrist with a little tiny bit of the moisturizer and mixing it in and put it all on at once. But I definitely wear the sunscreen on my chest and on the back of my hands all the time, because when you're in the car driving, you're going to get those spots, and I hate that. And the women get right here, they get that snaky-looking skin right there on their chest. I can't stand that. I have seen women, like, from the chin up, their skin is beautiful. And then from the down, like, the front of their chest, it's horrifying. And it's from sun damage. Most of it's from sun damage.
And one other lady, Elizabeth Valdez, says she's still laughing from you telling Jeff you're a plain Jane, I'm a queen.
Did I say that? When did I say that? I don't remember it. Oh, my
Kathy
God.
Kathy says, oh, yes, great idea. I ordered your mask last night. I'm loving the 3-piece set that I received a week ago, which was the Jeff Lewis special.
Oh, good.
And she says, we
that
love
we
your
sold
products.
Out of.
We
good.
Love your products, yeah.
Yeah, we sold out of that. Oh, my God. Thank you, Kathy. So Rachel Maddow is quoting from the Colin Powell's book. Remember he recently died, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, uh-huh. And then he was the general, and he's like the gorgeous black man that was the first of so many things, and he was highly admired by the whole world. So she printed, she posted this, and I loved it. It was Colin Powell rules. It ain't as bad as you think. It will look better in the morning. Get mad, then get over it. That's James and I. Avoid having your ego so close to your position that when your position falls, your ego goes with it. That's a good one. Avoid having your ego so close to your position that when your position falls, your ego goes with it. It can be done. Be careful what you choose. You may get it. Don't let adverse facts stand in the way of a good decision. You can't make someone else's choices. You shouldn't let someone else make yours. Check the small things. Share credit. That's a pet peeve of mine. People that take credit for other people's work. I always give people credit if they do something. I don't like that.
Leah, I think it's going to voicemail on the call. From, she said they called a couple times and went straight to voicemail.
Where's my phone?
Right there.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well, here, I'm going to give it to you, so then it's your responsibility.
Okay.
Sorry.
Remain calm, be kind, have a vision, and be demanding. I'm that. Don't take counsel of your fears or naysayers. Perpetual optimism is a force multiplier. Well, that's a good one. Perpetual optimism. I wouldn't say I'm necessarily that optimistic. I mean, I can be. Put the speaker on. No, you're just going to call her?
Hi, Candace. Good. Sorry about the call. Here, I'm going to hand you to Leah.
Oh, my God. Well, I have my friend Candace Barr, the fabulous, gorgeous, most shaped body perfect woman I know. She's got the body of a bodybuilder. So, hi, Candace. How are you?
Hey, Leah. How's it going?
Where are you?
Intro.
Yeah. Where are you calling from? Yeah, Rodeo Drive. Is my picture still in that damn lobby? It better be.
Absolutely. It's never being taken down. Are you kidding me?
I was only kidding. So
well, we're waiting for you to come visit us.
I'm going to have to. So Candace is our podcast host. Her company is called Lux Media. She hosts our podcast, and I wanted to give her a shout out because they've done an amazing job of hosting us over the last year, and she's an amazing woman, and she's just really a force to be reckoned with. I mean, she's got something going every single hour of every single day. I'm exhausted just watching you on Instagram. So what do you have going on? What do you have going on now? What do you have going on now? What are you up to?
So, you know, as you know, we built out the studio. Like I said, we're on Rodeo Drive, so the whole studio is custom to Lux Media. So we do, you know, professional podcasts. We have a bunch of podcast hosts. You're one of them for sure. And we just give everyone a professional, well-done podcast. Then we have the Lux Life magazine going on. We've had that for several years. We have events happening in the studio. I mean, it's constantly stuff happening in the studio.
I've noticed that. Yeah, I'll have to come. When I'm in L.A., you know, I love going to Rodeo Drive. The problem is it's really hard to go to Rodeo Drive unless you just leave your wallet at home. You know what I mean? It's really hard, but I'm really proud of you because, I mean, you've really built a media empire in a very short period of time, and you're the face of it, and you look so fabulous doing it that people are like, she's too pretty to be that smart, right?
I don't know. Just sometimes me and the team roll out of bed and get to the studio and do what we need to do. So it's every day is not glamour day, but you know, we try to make it look easy at least.
Yeah. Well, you work really hard and I'm really honored to be on your podcast. And more importantly, my picture's on Rodeo Drive. Can you imagine people going by?
You on the cover of the magazine, Leah.
When was I on the cover of the magazine?
No, we have to get you.
Oh,
on
you have
the cover.
To get me on the cover. Well, you'll have to find a photo because I am not good at photos. I just can't deal with it anymore. I don't like the hair and the makeup and all that stuff. I'm not a glamour. I'm a like a sweatpants and ponytail girl. But anyway,
I'm with you.
But thank you so much for everything you've done. Is there anything you want to share with our audience of four?
You know, just we have, and again, Leah, you have to come to the studio because you have to sign the wall. So we have this infamous wall that everyone signs when they stop by the studio. And we love to have you and anyone else come by, come see the studio. I mean, it's a, there's so many different things happening within the studio. And just come say hi to me and the team. And, you know, if they need help with their podcast, we're happy to help.
I will. I hope save a big spot. I write really, really big. It matches my big mouth. I'll bring the girls down there. Maybe you'll want to do their podcast, The Dumb Gay Politics. I don't know who their host is, but they're cute. Doing Brandy. It should be. I'm gonna tell them to go down there when I go. All right.
Absolutely.
So listen, I know you're busy. You're the one that's busy. I'm really doing nothing. I'm just talking, and I do that all the time anyway. So nothing's changed. But thanks for calling in, and we really appreciate everything you've done. And Lux Media is the media empire that all of you need to pay attention to on Instagram and on podcasts and everything. And we are love having you call in. It was fun.
Thank you for having us.
Of course, and we'll catch up with you later.
Sounds great.
Bye. All right, bye. Okay, so there was that. Oh my God, I can't not be perfect. Lipstick on my teeth. There, better. Okay, so now we did that. There. So in celebrity news, oh my God. As everyone's following, I'm sure, the Alex Baldwin thing.
Oh, how horrible.
Is that whole situation?
I am so nervous about guns. And when Roy Jr. wants to go to the gun range, I hold my breath from the time we get in the car until the time we get home. And they rent the guns there, and my sister and her husband always take a gun with them. I'm like, can you just put it in the trunk? Can you double check there are no bullets in it? I'm so nervous about it. And I just, can you imagine how horrifying it would be to accidentally shoot someone? It's just heartbreaking. And that woman was so talented and so beautiful.
It's really sad.
The little boy and the husband, and oh my God, I just can't even imagine. And you know what? I'm so annoyed with these nut jobs on social media going after Alex Baldwin. Did you see what Don Jr. tweeted?
No,
he had t-shirts made up. Guns don't kill people. Alex Baldwin kills people.
Awful.
And he's selling those t-shirts.
He's awful. Scum
Jason
of the earth.
His face is falling
Scum
off.
Scum of the earth.
100%. He tweeted it on his own account, his verified account, unless he's deleted it. I think I took a screenshot of it. He's horrible. They just perpetuate hate and hate. But what I'm hoping comes out of this is some gun control, not just on TV and movie sets, but in the world. I mean, how many accidental shootings are there a day? I mean, there's just so many. It's out of control. I mean, that's like an airplane. If you don't know how to fly an airplane and you haven't had 1,000 lessons in it, don't even try. Have a co-pilot, you know? Did you see it?
Yeah.
What are you looking at? Is it on there?
Yeah,
the t-shirt. Donald Trump.
Guns don't kill people. Alec Baldwin kills people.
And it's white print on a black shirt. How much is he selling them for?
$27.99.
What a piece of shit. These people are grifters. They will grift off of anything. I mean, how horrible. Is that the most sick thing you've ever heard of?
You should have said, so my dad can shoot someone in Fifth Avenue.
That's what he should have said. My dad can shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and no one's going to care.
Yeah.
I just can't. So now apparently, you know, there were some irresponsible people running the show because they said that the person running the guns, or what they call them, the armorer,
yeah,
is supposed to check the gun. And the assistant director is not even supposed to touch the gun.
Right.
And then the armorer is supposed to double check there are no bullets in the chamber and then hand the gun to the actor. And the actor's also supposed to check, and then they use the gun. And they didn't follow that protocol. And I mean, and then they said that there were people on the set going out and doing target practice with the gun. So they shouldn't have even had a real bullet within miles of that set. Because I can see it now. These are Hollywood people. They go out to New Mexico. They've never shot a gun. And they're like, wow, we're in the Wild West. Let's go do some target practicing. And it was like fun to shoot targets. But you don't mix it with a set, and you never do it without a trainer. I mean, before I let RJ go to that gun range, I made him have 3 1-hour lessons with a certified gun expert. And then I made it, when he did go there, I made him go with his uncle, who stood side by side with him every time he went, three times. Then when he went to the gun range, I made someone go with him the two times he went. Because, I mean, in Texas, it's the problem is you go to Texas and it's a sport. And so, of course, he's a boy. And he's like, oh, well, my cousins are going to the gun range. I want to do it. You know, it's hard to say no, especially when they're 20 years old. And I was petrified just of that. Now, this guy is on this set. Mm-hmm. And that gun was one of three. So there were three guns. And that was the one that was loaded. And that's the one he picks up. It makes me so
I remember
upset.
The whole thing with Brandon Lee when I was younger. That's what put all these laws into effect.
Right.
Because when he got killed during the filming of The Crow.
Right.
And I just remember that changed everything in Hollywood at that time. And I was younger, but I remember it being a big deal in the news for a long time. And that new rules were put in place. But you're absolutely right. And then there was a history of, you know, issues with a couple of people that were...
Apparently, yes. one guy wouldn't take the job because he said he didn't think the set was going to be safe, and the guy that did take the job had been fired once before because they didn't think he was safe enough. But when Brandon Lee was in The Crow, remember that guy? I can't think of his first name. It was something Zuckerberg. He was a famous photographer. We knew him. He came to town several times. Met him. This long story. But anyway, he took the last live shot of Brandon Lee in The Crow, in his whole Crow makeup and everything. He took the last shot. And when I met him, he gave me that picture, the original, the one and only last photo, no copies made, of Brandon Lee before he died. I'm like, why? I couldn't believe he gave it to me. So I hung it up, and I didn't think anything of it. And one day, Adam Gaynor was at the house, and he saw the picture, and he goes, that's Brandon Lee from The Crow. I go, yeah, apparently, according to this photographer that was on set, Zuckerberg or whatever his name is, that was the last shot of him being alive right before they shot him. And Adam just had to have that, oh, my God, I have to see that, took it off the wall. I just gave it to him. I said, if you think it's that special and you like it that much, you can have it. And he took it. So, I mean, it was a big thing in Hollywood back then when that happened. It was huge. And I think Brandon might have been a friend of his. I'm not sure exactly. But anyway, he has that photo now.
Andrew Zuckerman.
He's a renowned photographer. He's amazing. I can't believe you found that. Yeah, I can't believe I remembered his name. I mean, we saw him so many years ago. Went to dinner with him one night, and he invited... You know Michael Shiklis that's in that, in one of those shows
yes.
or something,
yep.
and his wife, and a few people like that. I mean, he was the real deal. And I always thought it was so lovely of him, and I really felt bad giving it away because he'd given it to me. But I also felt like if this guy means so much to him, it's not going anywhere. He's going to keep it. It's still there, and let him have it. So I gave it to him. Anyway, so there was that. So apparently...
Everyone's chiming in and saying their condolences, too, and that it was horrible and a really bad accident. And whether you like Alec or not, it certainly wasn't his fault. And so,
I don't think it was his fault.
And the strict protocols that were put into place.
It wasn't his fault. However, he really should have checked that gun before he picked it up. I hate to say it. And he really should have checked it. I'm just saying, even when we left that gun range and my sister said, no, it's not, the gun is empty. I'm like, in the parking lot, I'm like, take out the chamber, roll through it, let me see for myself, point it at the ground. I don't want that in the trunk of the car. You get in an accident, it goes off. Unless I know myself personally, there is nothing in that chamber. So I'm definitely not blaming him, and it was a horrible accident, but so, it's just awful.
You know, I grew up in Kentucky, and so...
Same thing.
Same sort of thing. I remember when I was 7, maybe, my dad took me out to the back in the woods where we lived, and he had a shotgun, a big double-barrel shotgun, and he was teaching me how to shoot it, and I remember I shot it. It almost broke my shoulder. It put me on the ground the first time I shot it, and I never touched a gun after that. And I mean, I never wanted to.
Good.
It hurt so bad. I was like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So I never had an interest in it growing up like that. And all I could remember was how bad it hurt my shoulder when I shot it the one time I did. So.
Yeah, but you know, people,
And I loved animals and stuff too. I never ever wanted to like
that's
go hunting
thing.
And things like that because I'm just not.
Thing.
That's not me.
I was like, if RJ's going to shoot a gun, I'd rather it be at a range than on a duck blind or somewhere like that because I don't want him shooting any animals. But meanwhile, so according to Radar, De Niro is having to pay his wife Robert De Niro.
Oh, yeah.
$6 million house and $1 million a year. They were married like 20-something years, so I think it got off pretty easy, to tell you the truth.
But apparently, I read that he says he has to work so he can afford to pay her and all this stuff.
What did he do
with all his
money?
That's
what
I'm wondering.
Where did all his money go?
Because he's like one of the top actors in his
class. If you don't have $6 million and $1 million a year after 20 years of marriage and you're Robert De Niro, where in the hell did your money go? That's what I was thinking, too.
Bernie Madoff, maybe.
Apparently, one of his employees, his ex-assistant, ripped him off for $300,000 a year, embezzled money, and she was basically doing nothing but watching Netflix, and she ripped off $300,000. So probably managers, you know, but when you think about it, when you're an actor and you live in California, for example, or New York, you get your money, all right, 40% goes off the top to the government. Then you pay your manager, and then you pay your agent, and then, you know, it adds up. It
That's
adds up,
and
you know, so it adds up. So his wife's going to get $6 million to buy a house, and she's going to get $1 million a year until she remarries. What's the chance of her ever remarrying? Somebody's giving me $1 million a year. I'm not going to remarry anybody. I'm going to say, come live with me, babe. We're not giving up that $1 million a year. Well, I'm the opposite. I probably would get married. I'd just get rid of it. I don't like it. I wouldn't want to take it. But anyway, they had a prenup. They were married 17 years. So I guess the judge, he's lucky he had the prenup. So this is how I found this interesting. The former king of Spain, Juan Carlos, this was in 2041. Did you read it? Apparently, they injected him with female hormones on a regular basis because of his rampant sex drive and his high. And they had to give him testosterone inhibitors because Parliament was told at a hearing that he became. The police chief told Parliament at a hearing that it became a problem for the state that he was such an ardently passionate person. Now, today, you would be canceled. You'd be cancel culture. But there'd be a lot of hookers lined up at the back door of the castle, I'll tell you that. Oh, my God. So I just can't. I don't know. Well, let's see. Watch What Happens Live is going. I mean, Watch What Crappens. Watch What Crappens Live.
With Ben and,
Ronnie. Ronnie Karam and Ben Maneker or something. They're going on their 10-year anniversary tour because, you know, they took a year and a half off with COVID. They're going to hit New York, New Jersey, Atlanta, Nashville, Orlando, San Diego, L.A., Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, D.C., Philadelphia, Denver, San Francisco, Ohio, Houston, and Dallas. Now, I think they're going to be somewhere in Florida. Maybe I didn't write it down. Orlando,
they're
I said
in Orlando,
that. Yeah. Oh, God, it would have to be Orlando.
Well, you know
it?
What, though? If Brightline has the trains connected by then, we could just
they
ride right on
They won't have
it
by then. They won't have it by then, but we could take Brightline to Palm Beach.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And then rent a car.
Yeah, I heard that they almost have it finished, too.
Maybe.
It takes you right into Universal Studios.
Well, remember the last time that they were
in Fort Lauderdale,
we took the Brightline up there. That was nice because, you know, we didn't have to do anything. Get on the train, and they gave us a drink. Of course, James had plenty. I probably didn't have any.
I had one drink. You were looking at me like I was an alcoholic. I had a glass of wine.
Oh, I don't think I had any. And then... And then we went first class for like $20 or something. It included a drink and peanuts. I was like, this is cheap. But yeah,
they're coming back next week. Brightline is back on schedule next week.
Oh, Roy's going to like to hear that because when he goes to Palm Beach to court, he likes to take it, you know? And I like it. It was so clean and everything. So Paul Walker, remember he was on that Fast and Furious and he died in that accident in his Porsche or whatever. His daughter Meadow got married last weekend, and Vin Diesel, who was on the set with him and the film with him, the co-star, walked her down the aisle. I thought that was lovely.
I saw a video of that. It was so, you know, it was touching, but it was beautiful. Yeah,
that's terrible. I mean, he was so cute and so young, and just such an accident. Oh, there's apparently the film is going to come out. I don't know exactly when, but there's. Aaron Sorkin is coming out with the tumultuous real-life love story of Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, played by Nicole Kidman and Javier Ricardo. Uh-huh. December 10th, that's when it is. I can't wait to watch that. But I've seen a lot of people saying, how could they give that role to Nicole Kidman mm-hmm. when Deborah Messing played the best ever Lucille Ball. I can see Messing playing Lucille Ball. I can see that. She would be
good. Oh, she was great because they did an episode on Will and Grace, her as Lucy and Will as Ricky.
I didn't see that.
But I read that she was a little hurt that they didn't come to her or whatever. But then I also read where Desi, is that the daughter of them?
Oh, yeah.
She has already seen the movie, and she said that, what's her name, is amazing.
Well, there's no doubt.
She 100% said she's going to do a great job.
Nicole Kidman can play anybody.
Yeah.
There's no question. I can see why Deborah Messing, though, had her feelings hurt.
Me too.
I
would have liked this.
On the other hand, when you're talking about someone that's got at least one, maybe two or three Oscars, and it's hard to compete. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
And what's interesting is the teaser that they've put out for the movie right now doesn't show her at all in it. It's and that's the whole thing is
they're gonna wait.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
For the big reveal.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's smart. So in royalty news, the Queen spent a night in the hospital.
She's not going
to Scotland, and then she's not going to go to the climate
thing.
In Scotland, and by the way, they never came out with what was wrong with her, and the suspicion is, why are they being secret about it?
They've been weird the last couple of weeks about it.
If they would just come out and say, people would just be like, calm down. But the fact that they're being quiet about it is suspicious. And so I love the Queen. I hope she remembers me and her well. I'm her biggest fan. So I read that Joe Giudice had a devastating injury, and that everyone should pray for him. What kind of injury did he have?
I don't know, but I heard it happened the night that, you know, Teresa got engaged to the new guy, and he did, like, this over-the-top engagement thing, and then it all came out on social media, and it was, like, the next day Joe was hurt somehow.
Well, we have to find out and get to the bottom of that. I hope he didn't do it to upstage the engagement, or I hope he didn't get so drunk he was upset and have an injury, but I never read what happened. I was curious about that. So, Phaedra, apparently, from Atlanta, apparently her new spinoff show is going to be really good. That's what I read. But, you know, that could be spin. It might not be. But it could be. I hope it is. I mean, God bless her. She is a beautiful girl. But she is really pretty. So, anyway, let's see what happens. And then Cherie's going to be back. What is it? Something by Cherie? She by Sheree
and he by Sheree.
Yeah. So that she's supposed to be back on.
She's coming back for a record third time. That's the first time. And I know
I loved her on the show.
There was another story that came out in that book about her, and that Bravo said after her fourth season that she needed a break, and that's why they put her off. But now they wanted her back. So
she's young. She didn't need a break. I'm the one that needs a break.
No.
You know what? I will always remember her saying, "Who's going to check me, boo?" Yeah.
They made a song out of it.
Oh, they did?
Yeah,
I thought she was cute.
I like her, too.
I liked her a lot.
They're wondering what you think about the Wendy Williams scandal. Are you going to speak on that?
Well, I think Wendy Williams is a big hypocrite. That's what I think. But because she's always on there judging everybody else while her husband's got a baby and a girlfriend down the street, and she's always on there talking trash about everybody else. Having said that, it felt horrible for her if she has all these health problems, which I think she does, because remember, she almost fainted that time. Her eyes seem to be enlarged a little bit, and she doesn't seem to be healthy. I do think they had, was it Lisa Rimini that stood in for her? I love Lisa Rimini. Why is anyone ragging on her?
Did you hear about that, too? She's supposed to join Beverly Hills.
Well, I supposedly saw that they were maybe. I doubt that. They've already got seven people. How many more can they get?
Well, if they get rid of one.
Yeah, they'd have to get rid of a couple because, you know, what's her name wants to go.
Apparently
back.
Seven is like the new number. Yeah, Bravo's all on. So.
But, you know.
Joe jumped a fence and broke his knee. That's what. His knee.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's not devastating. That's an injury. Okay, so meanwhile, also Denise wants to go back apparently. So I don't know. But anyway, in Reality Blurb, Danielle Staub says that she was stabbed by Teresa Giudice, but with a comb or something, and that she's dangerous. So, you know, I don't know. You know, those girls in Jersey, they know how to, like, they're fighters, they're squabblers.
Apparently, there's another story about, because I heard Andy talking about it this morning on the radio. Apparently, something really bad happened in the Bahamas. And Bravo squashed that story years ago, and it's, like, getting ready to come out because of the book and all this other stuff that's happened. So, anyway, this morning they were talking about how that one of the biggest fights that ever happened or one of the biggest incidents that ever happened in their housewife history never made it to air. So that's
well, I can believe that it included Giudice and Danielle because Giudice's not going to take anything, and neither is the other one. And they're scrappers.
And Andy said it became litigious, and that's why it never made it to air.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. So
it's Leah Rimini. They're correcting us, pronouncing her name wrong.
Well, how did I say it?
I think we said Remy or Rimini.
I thought it was Lisa Rimini. But anyway, I love her. Rimini, she's got some good books out, and I like her.
I did too. She also went after the Scientologists.
Yeah, that was her big documentary that revealed everything. So meanwhile, did you guys watch Beverly Hills?
I did.
House number two?
Tonight the barbecue's coming.
What barbecue?
Tonight's when he says, all right, I'm going to turn up the barbecue and put you on a skew early. And he he goes after Erica tonight.
Who's he?
Andy.
Oh. You know, I don't think you should do that. I just think let her tell her story, and if it doesn't match up, question it. But you don't try to attack somebody and make them look bad. You know, I turned on that one woman on CNN, Pamela Brown. I used to watch her. They had on Andrew Cuomo's lawyer. And she was supposed to just be interviewing her. She was just attack, 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 attack. Wouldn't let the woman get in a word edgewise. I wanted to hear what the woman had to say. She just was attacking it. Like, it's a big expert. And I was like, you know, bitch, you are just too, I can't deal with you anymore. And now when she comes on, I just have to turn over to MSNBC because she's so vicious. She came across like a vicious rabid dog. I don't think it's becoming when you attack people like that. I'm not saying that he did. I haven't seen it. It's not on yet. Maybe he's just going to ask hard questions, and good for him for that. But I thought she handled herself very well last week.
Well, apparently she handles herself very well tonight, too. I mean, he says he really had to turn. He really turned up the heat, but she handled herself very well.
I thought she came across very believable. I really did. And I still don't think she knew all the stuff that went on. Maybe at the end she got her eyes opened a little bit, but it was too late. The train had already left the station. But I just don't think she knew all of it. Why people are mad at her, they want to punish her for his crimes, and they want to punish her for being the beneficiary of his crimes. But that's not the issue. The issue is, did she know, and was she part of it? Were they colluding? You know, were they conspiring? I think the answer to that is clearly no. But that's my opinion. What do I know?
Somebody wrote, agree 100% with Pamela Brown. T. Hamilton says, I agree 100% with Pamela Brown. Used to be a good, but changed the channel as well. Love Jim Costa and Anderson Cooper.
I love Jim Costa, my dry wit guy. Why did he not, why do you not like Pamela? Was it that interview with Cuomo's lawyer or just in general?
She's in general, she's become less and
she's
less.
Just becoming like a nasty bitch, you know, and she's trying too hard to be a hard-hitting journalist. We're not tuning in for that. We didn't turn in for that. We want to relax and hear the news. We don't want to be combative, vicious dog attacking somebody when you turn on the TV, put a knot in your stomach. That just did it for me.
And somebody else said on here they had heard that Watch What Happens Live might be canceled. I'm not sure. I haven't heard that. But it wouldn't surprise me because the ratings are in the toilet.
Wait, what did I hear? Wait a minute. What did I hear? I did hear that their ratings are really, really bad. But yeah. You know what they do? That when you TiVo Housewives, they automatically TiVo's Watch What Happens.
They stopped doing that the last 2 weeks.
That's probably when the ratings started. The ratings thing, November is the ratings week. Because they were getting credit for the Housewives.
Yeah, if you look at the live guide on your channel or TV schedule, you'll notice the Bravo schedule will say Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but it'll be an hour and a half long. And the reason is because it plays into the Watch What Happens
Live.
I don't
think they'll
cancel
it. I think if worst case, they'll put it on Peacock.
It's terrible. He's not even getting 300,000 to 500,000 a night.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised to hear that.
And also, I saw this week that the Salt Lake City, which they gave the prime time on Sunday night, it's not even getting 400,000 viewers.
You know, sometimes things just run their course. You know, sometimes they just do, and sometimes it's better to go out on top. I'm not saying that's the case. And they do provide a lot of income for a lot of women, so I hope that's not the case, but it does seem to kind of be fading a little bit. You know, you know what it is, too? There's just so much going on.
The world's...
I mean, there's so much. You've got COVID. You've got the supply chain backed up. You've got Congress fighting over, you know, whether we're going to help common average people or you're going to help the billionaires. You've got, you know... the climate falling apart. You've got storms everywhere.
Real life is worse than reality TV.
Yeah, and new series coming out every day. And there's just so much going on that you don't have the guilty pleasure that we used to have of being able to sit around and watch something fun and interesting or funny and crazy because there's so much else to keep up with. So I think that's a big part of it. I really do. I think those girls really, a lot of them give it their all. And if they're being honest and truthful and giving it their all, I'm rooting for them. If they're running a storyline of lies, I'm done with them. I'm sorry. I can't. What is that?
I don't know. They've called
God.
Four or five times, I noticed.
Oh, my God. So. It's gossip. Oh. Oh, my God. Really? Gloria Allred is going to represent the traumatized Russ crew member who called 911. Oh, my God. Go chase the ambulances. I can't. Really? I can't. Oh, it's just too much. Okay, so there's that.
She wrote, in general, since she came back from pregnancy leave, she's with gotcha questions, but let Bolton slide. Who shouldn't be on in the first place? They'll let Bolton slide. Who shouldn't have been on with her in the first place?
Who's Bolton?
The person that in the
interview. Oh, you mean the lawyer?
The lawyer, yeah.
You know, I think the lawyer was going out. You know, here's the thing about the Cuomo thing. I'm not saying whether he did it or didn't do it, but I don't think the punishment met the crime. Because they never were allowed to no one on his team was allowed to interview or cross-examine those girls. So when something pops up 15 years later and the political takedown machine kicks in and everyone rushes to judgment, before he could even get a word out, they already crucified him. And I just don't think that you hang someone out to dry unless they get to meet their accuser and cross-examine them with experts and find out who's telling the truth. I don't think he thought he was stepping over any lines. Maybe he's a sloppy flirter. I don't know. Maybe he's the worst, you know, harasser in the world. Maybe he's the worst of everything. But we're never going to know because they just did this whole behind closed doors thing with these girls to protect them, and they were never allowed him to have his lawyers cross-examine these girls to find out, or are they all telling 100% the truth? And how bad was it really? And how many of them are going to come out with books now? You know, I don't know. Something about that just sat with me the wrong way. I am definitely not someone that enables, you know, men to miss their misconduct. But I also am not someone that thinks you should just go pile on because he said, she said, until you know.
Yes.
I don't know. Meanwhile, the United States has 5% of the world population, but nearly 25% of the world prisons, people in prison. prison population. Now, what does that tell you? Follow the money. They should not have privately owned prisons. Just like they shouldn't have a privately owned post office that DeJoy is trying to convert all of his business over to. Whoops. There are certain things that are supposed to be public services to the citizens that our taxes pay for. Why is it that we have 25% of the world's prison population? We only have 5% of the people on the planet living here. Well, lately, with all these domestic terrorists, insurrectionists, I mean, they're the ones that should all be in jail, but the guy that smoked pot 20 years ago shouldn't be.
Yeah.
During COVID pandemic, this new cruise is coming out from Royal Caribbean. Did you read about it? They're going to go to 7 continents in a 9-month period and take travelers to over 150 destinations. What could possibly go wrong on a Royal Caribbean cruise in the middle of a pandemic, going to only 150 destinations with over a 9-month period in 7 continents? Is there anything that could possibly go wrong? Is everybody going to wear their mask? I mean, it's just insane. People have lost their mind if you get on, I don't know, whatever. So there's a Van Gogh exhibit in Dallas at the Museum of Art. If you're interested in art, you should go see the olive trees exhibit. That is, oh, he maybe wants water. He maybe wants to eat. He wants to eat, too.
He either needs to eat or bathroom or something.
Yeah, he probably needs to eat. He's thirsty. And there's food in the side of his bag, too. So anyway, you should go see that. And the New York Times says that the global supply chain is disrupted because of COVID and all the businesses that shut down during COVID, and not to expect that to change anytime soon. Of course, everyone's going to blame Biden for it, like he's the one, you know, that caused it. If Trump would have handled COVID properly, did you see Dr. Birx came out and said over 130,000 people died that didn't have to, and that once they got so busy campaigning, they just blew off the COVID, didn't want to hear about it? Of course, that's after Jared Kushner got all his friends making PPE. Did you see Kushner? Kushner's making a deal with the Saudis. He's going to get between $2 and $5 billion put into his investment funds. Can you believe that? So we sell Saudi Arabia $10 billion in arms that they bypassed Congress under the Emergency Act. So Trump goes the first trip, he goes to Saudi Arabia. Has the big ball, he's loving and hugging the thing and bows down to the king and all this stuff. So that's his first trip, the orb. Then, after the first international trip, then Khashoggi gets slaughtered. And what happens? Jared Kushner is on the phone with him, helping him spin it, getting a PR people, helping him cover it up. There are a lot of people that are saying Kushner's the one that gave him the list of journalists that were saying bad things about him. A lot of people are saying that. I don't know if that's been proven. Then Trump goes and sells him $10 billion in arms when Congress is going, you have to go through us. And he's going, no, not if it's an emergency. So he sells him $10 billion in arms that they're going to divert to terrorist organizations and anywhere else that they want to sell them to, or whatever they decide to do with them. Fast forward, not even a year and a half later, Jared Kushner is getting a $2 to $5 billion investment firm money from the Saudis. I wonder if he's going to share with Daddy, or if he and Daddy are on the outs. But you know, Donnie doesn't like people making money off of him. So that's a lot of money, $2 to $5 billion coming from the Saudi prince to Jared Kushner's bank account. I'm sorry, I smell a rat. If the Justice Department and the FBI don't investigate that, they need to all be fired.
Yet they're all saying Kushner should be in jail, and he's a detriment to civilized society.
And he's flaunting
And he's like his dad.
And he's flaunting it. He's getting the $2 to $5 billion. It's just unbelievable. So Barbados finally replaced the queen with the first ever president, the head of state. Her name is Sandra Mason. Did you see the picture of her? Oh, she's trying to dress like the queen. She had a hat and she had a lapel thing. Girl, you will never be the queen of England, so sit down. I can't believe Barbados, the one glamorous thing they had going for them, the queen, the queen. And now they're going to give it to this frumpy woman with a hat. She's got her lapel pin on, and she's going to be the head of state queen of Barbados, where everyone's dying to go because it's so elegant and fabulous. What is wrong with people? I can't. Why didn't you just wait until after the queen passes the torch? I understand if it's Camilla, then give it to the head of state. They kind of look alike. But don't take it from the queen. I just can't with that. It's just too much. That was a CNN report. If you want to know all, you look up her photo and tell me if I'm wrong. She's trying to be the queen. That'd be like me putting on those little bikini things and running around the house and calling myself Madonna, like they said in that movie, you know? Come on. Biden brought the deficit down $360 billion just since he's been in office. Trump's deficit that he ran up $8 trillion, Biden has brought it down $360 billion in less than 1 year. Were you going to say something?
Some people were online shopping and they had a question.
So, oh, what's
on
question?
The website. So you can get 30% off with the podcast discount code, which is not published, but if you listen to the show, you know that you can use it, and you can get a 30% off a select
Sun
Youth and CBD products. So they were asking if there was a code or if the Jeff Lewis code worked.
Podcast.
Yeah, they're calling from are they shopping from Hawaii? They
wow.
said aloha.
Fabulous.
Aloha.
Hola. How do you say
aloha.
It? Aloha. Aloha. I'm showing my stupidity. So meanwhile, well, good, and we learn something every day. James is really good at running those specials and giving away our money. The train passengers in Philadelphia watched a brutal rape and did nothing on the train. They did nothing about it. And you can't get in trouble for not reporting the crime, but the one thing they could get in trouble with is if they filmed it, they could be facing charges. How can you stay on a train and watch somebody be brutally raped and not do or say anything about it? What is wrong with people? I would have been stopping the train, calling 911, tell him, take pictures, don't let the guy off the train, help that woman, whatever. I really can't. Rolling Stones magazine, you gotta love them, they say 9 Republican representatives were involved in giving reconnaissance tours on January 5th to groups of the insurrectionists, and they listed the 9 people. I hope the FBI arrests them. I hope they hang them for conspiracy to overthrow a legitimate election. Can you believe it? And these Republicans are still going, well, they were just taking a tour. They were taking a tour. They were beating people with the American flag. People lost fingers and eyes and died and all of that. And Trump apparently was running a command center at the Willard Hotel a block away with Rudy Giuliani, Steve Bannon, and the chief of police. And then the Republicans are going, well, Nancy Pelosi should have protected the Capitol that day. Damn, the chief of police was in the command center with Giuliani and Bannon plotting the overthrow, along with the lawyer that gave him the steps of how to overthrow it. In Pence, they're saying, hang Mike Pence, and he's sitting over there like trying to figure out if there's a way that he can not certify the election, and comes to the conclusion after talking to Dan Quayle that he can't overthrow it. These people all need to go to jail for conspiracy to overthrow an election and the fraud of saying that Trump didn't win the election, that he won. That is just a big lie. And everyone knows it. They know it's a lie. But they're using it to rewrite the laws so that the next time whoever they want to win doesn't win, they can say, well, we suspect fraud, so we're just going to change that. This is who we think won. That's what they're trying to do now. It's just beyond. Apparently, in 1861, there were 11 senators and 3 House Republicans that were expelled from Congress for failing to recognize that Lincoln was elected. And so they didn't support him, and they were expelled from Congress. What happens when these idiots like Marjorie and some of these quackadoodles like Matt Gaetz and the rest of them run around, that one guy, Cawthorn or whatever his name, and run around spewing all this hate and taking tours for the insurrectionists and going and saying it's tyranny and they should be overthrown? They're considered prominent people in the Republican Party now. What has happened to the Republican Party? What happened to the Quayles and the Doles and the Reagans and the civilized people in the Republican Party? They're all been ran out. Liz Cheney's like persona non grata. They want to run her out. I donated to her campaign. I feel like whether I agree with you or not on issues, if you're honorable enough to stand up and tell the truth and take the heat for it, you should be rewarded. So I sent her a donation. So there's that. I've donated to Republicans before, by the way. Actually, I donated to, the guy that died, Arlen Specter. I always thought he was so honest and so honorable. Anyway, what was his? Oh, you're not going to believe this. Ron, are we running out of time already? DeSantis is going to pay cops $5,000 if you're unvaccinated to relocate to Florida and be a cop here so you can spread the virus. This guy has lost his mind. I think the virus is eating his brain away. He's going to pay you $5,000 if you didn't take the vaccine, so therefore you can't work in one of these places that are requiring it. He's going to bring you down here and give you a $5,000 bonus of our taxpayer money so you can go and infect people that can go into our hospitals that our taxpayers are paying for and get treated when you spread the virus. This guy, you talk about recall. Why were they ever recalling Gavin Newsom, who has the lowest COVID rate in the entire country, less than 1%, when we're at 30% or something like that here? Mm-hmm. And then they got DeSantis running around like this, running for president. He's not running for president, running money to get money to run for president.
T. Hamilton says, when Dan Quayle is the voice of reason, you know we've got problems.
Of course, he couldn't even spell potato. Remember that? He can't even spell potato.
And they're saying Susan McDougal was in 18 months and a portion of time in solitary confinement.
Exactly, for not wanting to testify against the Clintons. So put them all in jail. Representative in Ohio, in Indiana, Representative Banks was making fun of transgenders. He's in the House of Representatives making fun of transgenders. What is wrong with these? What is the standard anymore for decency? I don't know.
Well, did you see the guy yesterday? That apparently some of his staff may have helped in organizing the January 6th thing. And when they came to him and asked him about it, he says, "Well, I don't think they did, but if they did, I'm proud that they did."
Yeah.
Like, dress it up, put it on the front porch.
Yeah. Oh no, they're proud of it. Yeah. And then the Eastman, memo, the guy saying, "Oh no, that was just an idea of how it could be done, but no one took it seriously." Meanwhile, they catch him on tape bragging about it and how it's going to work in the future and how smart he was to come up with it and what a weak person that establishment Pence would be not to implement it.
Yeah.
So they're all liars. They're all wolves in sheep clothing. That Youngston in Virginia is a fraud and a phony. He's pretending to be middle of the road, distancing himself from Trump, even though in the very beginning Trump endorsed him 6 times and they were big buddies. Once he got the Trump people behind him, he distanced himself and now he's going mainstream, okay? And now he's going to ban a book, that book by Toni Morrison that, by the way, a movie was made about it. She got a Pulitzer Prize and a Nobel Prize. And he's going to ban this book because it's about Black history, because they put a woman on TV who turns out her son was traumatized. Turns out it was 10 years ago. He was writing an essay for a paper in history, in American history. And they've got her on there. And so now there's this whole culture war going on, and these people are being duped. The minute this guy gets in office, if he does, he's going to line up behind the suppress the vote, the mandates, the vaccines, all of it. The trans, he's anti-gay, he's anti-transgender, he's the worst, but he's got this, "Aw, shucks, I'm just a businessman trying to help you out here." When a businessman's running for a job like that, usually they're looking at some way to benefit financially from it. Not always. I would say the guy in New York, the mayor there, Bloomberg, was a big exception to the rule. He never made a penny off of being the mayor. But most of them were like, "Oh, I'm really good. I can just like Trump. How can I grift? How can I make money? How can I, Junior selling these T-shirts? I can't anymore." And then this other representative, Representative David Radar, I think is his name. He was asking about whether or not they should include yellow families in a study about racial inequality. So he's calling people yellow. So they're against the yellow people now. Well, who are the yellow people?
Well, that would be the Asians.
I don't see any yellow people running around. I see baby shit green. You. I don't know. I can't anymore. And then on a tape this guy Billy Corbin posted, there was an Amazon truck pull in a neighborhood, in a middle class neighborhood. They open the back door. This girl gets out in shorts and a little t-shirt thing. And what was she doing in the back of an Amazon truck? They're having sex. This is Florida. A guy will probably get a raise because...
Okay, in my backyard.
You know, could be. So now there's a big, huge thing about Facebook and all their lies and how they just profit off of the hatred, and everyone's going after Zuckerberg, and Zuckerberg's taking advice from Trump. Don't admit to anything. Don't back down. Blah, blah. You can just tell. I just can't with these people. It's just too much. And then Houston beat the Astros in the World Series. Saw that. No, they
did they win the whole thing?
Houston beat Astros. No, wait. Houston beat the Astros to go to the World Series. No, they beat the Red Sox to go to the World Series. Now they're playing the Astros. That's what it is. Yeah, well, let's see how much I know about baseball. And the Florida Surgeon General.
Yeah, the Braves, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah, the Braves.
And the Braves won last night.
The Braves won last night. And the pitcher, his elbow got hit by a ball, and now he can't pitch anymore. Okay, so there's that. Meanwhile, the Florida Surgeon General, this guy is the biggest ASS. The only reason DeSantis would appoint him is because he's willing to say and do anything. He goes to meet with a state senator who's going to be taking chemotherapy and radiation for breast cancer and refuses to wear a mask, and she's asking him to leave. Well, Jason, in Africa news, there are only 3 glaciers there, and they're all going to be gone because of climate change in the near future. DeJoy has more than a dozen conflicts of interest with his family business, and that's why the post office is now the snail mail. And let's see, there are a couple more things, and we're going to wrap up. Oh, my God, apparently Trump's going to start a truth, social truth media platform.
He did. It already got hacked.
It got hacked. Well, also, he apparently raised the value of it to $300 million. So he's found a new way to make money now. He can't make money on buildings because no one wants his name on it. So now he's going to make it on politics. It's all a shell thing. It was a shell company. Apparently, it's already under investigation. And in last-minute news, people that read books regularly live nearly 2 years longer than people that don't read at all. Well, I guess that means those red states are going to die 2 years earlier than the blue state people. All right, I guess that's it. Look how much stuff we have. I haven't even hit hardly any of it. All right, so that's the news of the week. If you need the news curated, call me. Go to leahblack.com. Get your big 30% off discount if you use the word podcast as your promo. And what did we leave out? Anything?
I think that's about it. So we'll see you next week. And thanks a lot for tuning in.
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Okay, do this really quick, James, and you can send it.
I gotta get the camera.
Okay.